I thank you, and I understand that there is a division of views in the room on how to organize the order of business in this conference, because let me state very clearly that there is a distinction between the agenda with its items and the order of business, which is an issue to be decided separately. And I understand that there is difference of views. The way I proposed was to handle first the procedural and organizational issues as such under the relevant agenda items, deciding in a most pragmatic way on how to proceed with the order of business. And I have never had the intention to proceed with consideration of any substantive item on the agenda before we have exhausted the consideration and decision making on the procedural and organizational issues. But nevertheless, since indeed my function is to seek compromises and to build consensus, I would not press forward with the view of one or another part of this meeting, and I will follow the proposal of the Russian Federation to start consideration of item 4 and of the rules of procedure. So now we move to item 4. Is there any objection to this proposal? Do we have a consensus to start consideration of item 4 in the room? I see no objection. It is then the case, and we proceed with item 4, which is confirmation of the rules of procedure. You will recall that the established practice for the annual meetings of the high contracting parties is to apply the rules of procedure of the last CCW review conference. Following this practice, I am now inviting the meeting to confirm the rules of procedure as adopted by the 6th review conference and contained in document CCW/conf.5/4, applying mutatis mutandis to this meeting. As you will recall, in practice, this means that those rules that clearly are not relevant to the meeting will be put aside, and we will apply our own good judgment and cooperative spirit to any situation that may arise during this meeting, as was just the case with the order of business. This will include suspending Rule 3 on the submission of credentials in line with past practice, as credentials are only required as review conferences or when review and amendments by the convention will be considered. Russian delegation, is it on a point of order or on the substance of the agenda item? Okay, so I have just stated the status of our of affairs, and I give the floor to delegations. The first is the Russian Federation.